This is the Saturday Night Harness Preview with Dan Malecki and Rob Orber.
Hello everyone, welcome. Welcome to the Saturday Night Harness Preview, and it's Saturday night, so it doesn't matter where the venue is, and the venue this week is now at Bendigo, with Harness Racing Victoria changing the venue or transferring the Melton program, because the fields were made out for Melton, but it's now at Bendigo, and due to the extreme fire danger in the area, there's a policy relating to fire danger levels, and when it gets to a certain stage, it can either be cancelled, transferred. And as we know, in the course of the weekend, with a couple of meetings scheduled to start early. But there's plenty of harness racing, plenty of really good harness racing right through the course of the weekend. Our Saturday Night Harness Preview Show is brought to you by Ben Studd, and that always gives me a great opportunity to have a chat to my friend and superb tipster that he is, Rob Orber. How are you?
Hello, Danny. Hello, everyone. Welcome to our Saturday Night Preview Show, brought to us by Ben Studd, who, of course, will be playing a very big part during the Nutrien Equine Standard Bred Yearling Sales this weekend in Sydney. They do kick off their sale parade today, starting at 12 o'clock. They'll be there from 12 o'clock, 5 o'clock tonight, Friday night, inspection day, Saturday the 9th of March all day, and then, of course, the sale on Sunday the 10th of March. We had a look at their colts last week. They've got some great fillies in the sale this weekend. We'll touch on them throughout the program, but we're looking forward to a fantastic weekend. Bendigo tomorrow night. It looks to be a great program, and, of course, the big program at Menangle with the Miracle Mile and the Derby.
Well, let's get stuck into the Bendigo card now for Saturday night, Rob. Thanks to Ben Studd, the Allied Express Pace kicks things off, and there's only been marginal changes. Obviously, the shape of the fields don't change, and the distances change slightly. Race one now over 1650 metres. Start time stays the same at 6:30.
Yeah, good program at Bendigo. Look, this first race, pretty open. Look, I was pretty much taken by the run of Tiger Bandwagon last start at Ballarat. He got a long way back in the race and certainly hit the line really strongly. He seems to be going well. Drawn barrier four, James Herbertson on board. I certainly thought he had a chance of positioning up a little bit better in this race. And I thought each way here, number four, Tiger Bandwagon, was my pick in the race. Ahead of number nine, Dala Geary, who, even though finished eighth in a field of eight last start, that was behind Bark and also Earl of Pembroke. I thought the horse ran a very good race in very high-quality opposition. And this is a bit of a weaker race. I think Dala Geary plays a really big part. Thought had a strong winning chance as well. 10, which is Leighton, absolutely flying at the moment. Should get a nice trail into it. Jackie Barker drives here for Charlie Adard. He'll be flying home at the finish. Strong winning hope as well. And then out to number 8, another Nien, who's drawn inside the second row following out Night School, which might not be a bad draw. So it's a race where I think there's probably four or five winning chances. I certainly thought Ford Tiger Bandwagon was a value. Certainly respect 9, Dala Geary, and 10, Leighton. I think they've got really good winning hopes. And, of course, number 8, another in the end. So 4, 9, 10 and 8.
And I've got Leighton on top. He's going really well at the moment. 10-2-4-8 are my tips in the first. Race number 2, River Patrol, the Emergency, is not running. This is the second division, if you like, of what we see in race number 1. And it seems to be just as hard. How did you see it?
Yeah, tricky. Look, for Gwyneth P, I thought caught the eye last start in that race at Melton behind Gillaby Willow. I thought it was a really strong mare's race. Look, I thought her run was an improved effort. Connor Crook and Jordan Chibnall combining here. I don't think it's a race where it's blessed with stars. And I just felt here that Gwyneth P comes out of a strong form line race, which I think will prove to be the case with Gillaby Willow winning. And I think Gwyneth P, on its performance last start, comes into this race with a genuine winning chance. 10 Sweet Agenda, who's had the change of stables with David Murphy, was very good winning at Charlton last start. That was off the front row, draws the second row here. Sit and sprint type mare, should be hitting the line well. 5 Blaster Ranger could be an improver off the front row. His 2 runs prior to last start were pretty solid for a race of this calibre. He's got the gate speed to be very prominent. And number 2, Zuberi, who gets a nice draw. But 4 value each way ahead of 10, 5 and 2.
Well, we've got Zubri on top, number two. Just with a better gate, he might be right to go now. 2, 4, 10, 11 in race two. The third event is the Elevar Vic Bred Platinum for the mares. You have your mare engaged here, Nikki Nana, number nine, Rob, and she looks ideally placed.
Yeah, I thought she'd be really hard to beat here, Danny. I mean, her performances have been outstanding. Julie and Glenn Douglas have done a phenomenal job with this mare. She had a few tricks and, look, they've been able to sort her out for us. And you know what? They've done an outstanding job. And I think this looks to be a really good race for her. I mean, her last, you know, probably all of her runs have been, you know, full of merit. Terrific run last start, sitting in the breeze all the way behind Gillaby Willow, who, of course, took out the Terang Cup. She's racing at Menangle on Saturday night, and it just looks her race to lose here, Nikki Nana. I thought she was the best better tonight for mine, ahead of number one, Aussie Joy, who's got very good gait speed, should be prominent throughout. 8, Kendi's Butterfly is racing really well, and 6, Interpretation, I thought, was her run was very good in the Bort Cup behind Harry Hu, so she's going well. But 9, best better tonight, Nikki Nana, ahead of 1, 8, and 6.
Love your confidence. I can't go against you. 9 on top, 9, 5, 6, and 1. Race 4, the feature for the night is the Aldebaran Park La Cucaracha trotting mares free for all. And Queen Elida, can she make it 3 in a row?
Yeah, look, you know, she's a star. We know she's a star. She's had a bit of a slight fluctuations in some of her performances from her star qualities to maybe just below that. But, you know, she's just a great mare. She's won 754,000. She's just going so well. Her last run was terrific, defeating Revelstoke. She had to do her fair share of work. And I think they'll fight to finish out again. I don't think there'll be much between them, but I've gone 9, Queen Elida, on top, ahead of number 4, Revelstoke, who I thought was outstanding last start, did everything but win the race, will give a great sight once again here and should prove very hard to run down. 10, Lady Adelia, who has had 2 runs back from a spell. I'm expecting her to keep getting better. She's a very, very talented mare, and I'm expecting her to run a much improved race again. And number 6, Aldebaran Keeper, who is never too far away. She's a quality mare. So 9 and 4, they should be fighting out the finish. I'm really looking forward to watching the 10, Lady Adelia. I think she's starting to rise, and 6, Aldebaran Keeper.
Right, I'm going with Revelstoke this time. Maybe she can exact some revenge, Rob. 4 on top. I think the distance actually suits Revelstoke because the last times that they've met have been over the shorter. So 4 on top of 9, Queen Elida. She'll be short enough, Queen Elida. She'll probably win. She knows how to do that more than anything else in the race. Visionary and Lady Adelia, chances at odds to run a place. 4, 9, 7 and 10. First leg of the quaddy, good form on the trots.com.au pace, and Major Thinker looks the one to beat.
Yeah, hard to go past Major Thinker. Promising pacer. He's had 10 starts, 7 wins, 2 placings. Mark Pitt staying here in Melbourne. Major Thinker has got some really good form and progressing through the grades. I mean, steps up to another level again here. I mean, this feel a bit stronger again, but again, you can't fault its winning form, so hard to not tip him. He's got the gate speed to be prominent. I thought he'd be very hard to beat for Major Thinker. 3, Hiranya, is racing really well. I mean, at third at Riverina at Wagga, behind Captain's Knock and Delvey Robin, that's really good, strong form race. 154.2 there, 55.2 last half. Third in the Cobram Pacing Cup 3 runs ago, behind Invitation Only and Earl of Pembroke, really puts Hiranya right into this race, looks a real danger. 8, Cosimo, probably slightly easier to what it's been meeting. Small field suits. Bendigo should suit as well and should be hitting the line really well. And 6, Raw for Roscoe, who again was only beaten 4.9 metres last start behind Bark and Earl of Pembroke, and you would suggest that form is really strong for him to be in the finish. So I think it's a quaddie where you're happy to take one with Major Thinker, but I still feel numbers 3, 8 and 6 are genuine here with winning chances. So 4, 3, 8 and 6.
Yeah, I've got the same order, 4, 3, 8, and 6. Just depends on if Major Thinker leads easily and who's the one that might attempt to put some pressure on, because all those other chances, Rob, are reliant, I think, on just that pressure up front, and I can't see it just at the minute. So 4, 3, 8, and 6, first leg of the quaddie. Saturday night harness preview you're listening to, thanks to Ben Studd, wonderful sponsors for us, Rob, through March and April, and it's a pretty busy and important time of the year for them with the sales on this weekend in Sydney.
Yeah, got a great catalogue of fillies, not only their own fillies, but plenty of their clients. Lot 113 is a filly by Better's Delight out of Wicked Knights, who, of course, is the dam of We Walk By Faith, who, of course, is in the Derby tomorrow night at Menangle. So they'll be keeping their fingers crossed that the Mark Purton horse can win the Derby. We'll put some extra dollars next to the filly's name if that happens. And look, she's a beautiful filly, lot 113. You've got a lot 23, and Always Be Mickey out of Menage, which is the family of Lumineer. I like the pedigree line there. I think there's certainly one worth looking at. They've got a lot 133 down by the seaside out of Carissa T, which is a Pat's Beachstorm, who of course took out a New South Wales Derby. So again, really strong pedigree there. And they've got another one, Better's Wish, out of Emerging Talent, lot 151, which is a family from Hectic, also a really strong line. And Better's Wish is starting to really emerge as a sire of the future. And they've got some great catalogue of fillies, lot 47, an American Ideal. They've got a trotter, lot 76, Father Patrick out of Royal Treat. That's a beautiful family, La Biscuit family. Nieta, you might have remembered, and we go back three dams to La Cucaracha. So for those trotting enthusiasts, lot 76 really presents some great bloodlines for a pedigree point of view going forward, Dan. But they've got a great catalogue. Get down to the sales on the weekend here in New South Wales. If you can't be there, you'll be able to watch it all online. You can register the bid for the horses as well, and that's a Nutrien Equine Standard Bred Yearling sales this weekend, and that's at the Sydney Inglis Riverside Stables at Warwick Farm.
Maybe you can line their pockets with a few winners. I've got faith in you, Rob. And that might be as an owner as well as a really good form analyst also. We're up to the sixth event, Rob. It's the Ben Studd Standardbreds Pace appropriately. And this is a good race. I think it's, in a way, certainly the best pacing race on the night. But can you find something to beat the mare, Rakiro Rebel?
Yeah, look, hard to go past her initially when you look at her. She's in really good form and she's a classy mare. She's really taken her racing to new levels, and she looks really hard to beat. It's over the flying mile, which really does suit her. Two Catalpa Rescue, I thought, could run a very good race here. Another four-year-old that's got plenty of ability. I think the short course suits his horse really well. I think he presents the danger. So 6 from 2. I certainly thought 4, Our Vincent Can Go, 1, Vanquished Stride, and 8, Ideal Escape are all really nice horses as well. And you can talk about La Captain Tango. It's a very good race. I mean, but look, trying to sort them out. 6, Rakiro Rebel. I thought the danger would be 2, Catalpa Rescue. I think there's quite a few other chances in the race with 1, Vanquished Stride, 4, Our Vincent Can Go, and 8, Ideal Escape. But again, I thought 6 and 2 predominantly for mine for race 6.
I'm Rakiro Rebel, going with the mare, number 6. 6 on top, 4, Our Vincent Can Go, 2, Catalpa Rescue, 7, La Captain, 6, 4, 2, 7. The Nutrien Equine Trot is race number 7. Sebastian's Boy, I anticipate, will be the favourite here. He's first up from a spell.
Yeah, he's first up. He's a very, very exciting trotter. Brent Thompson's got a really nice horse here, James Herbertson, to drive. 18 starts, 6 wins, 4 placings. Hasn't started since Bendigo, when finishing third behind Kiang Chucky. And hasn't he gone on to some good things as well in recent times? And look, this horse here, he seems to have, you know, sorted out a lot of his little quirks last campaign. You'd think he's a bit more mature again. This Brent Thompson family, they're renowned to have great trotters, and we go back to Russell as well over the years, and I think they've got a real good one here in 5, Sebastian's Boy. I think it'll be really hard to beat. I think if he gets beaten, he'll beat himself. 9, Iron Love, a really consistent trotter. We know never too far away, can run well. 8, Grumpy, also good winner last start. and then further out to number four in the race, which is Anywhere Hugo. But I think there's a class factor here with this Trotter Sebastian's Boy. I think he's on the up, and I'm really looking forward to seeing how far he can go.
I thought Anywhere Hugo each way, Rob. He seems to go well when I tip him at a bit of odds, so I'll stick with him. Sebastian's Boy first up, but no doubt the one to beat. He could be really short-priced. Iron Love, and the other one in the mix is Grumpy, of course, is going pretty well. 4, 5, 9, and 8, the four at a bit of value. Race 8, the Hip Hop work where Castlemaine Pace. A dangerous number 9 is the scratching. And just reiterating, this meeting is now at Bendigo. Transferred from Melton, now at Bendigo. Race 8 over 21.50. Gee, Clementis is in great form. The Julie Douglas stable have two really good chances.
Yeah, well, I tipped Clementis last week and got the job done.
Good odds,
I was shocked.
Really
$13.
Odds.
It was amazing what he got out to. I can't see why he can't win again. He's just a really nice horse for Peter Cole and the team, and they're having an absolute ball at the moment with his horse. And, you know, he's got a nice draw. He'll run a really good race again. I'm going to tip him on top. Interesting, probably, you know, Jack Law has been driving the horse. He's on Rikiro Slammer. So whether that's a lead there, maybe Rikiro Slammer, Jack's picked him on top ahead of Clementis. So, yeah, that's probably the only little question mark I've got. But, look, I've gone 2 from 3, 4 LB2 chains, who's going really well for Taylor Nicholson and Zach Phillips. I think they've done a good job with this horse, and he's in there with a winning hope. And I thought 8 Magnetic Terror could be an improver. So 2, 3, 4, and 8.
And I'm 3 on top of Rikiro Slammer. I like the way he fought on to win at Geelong. I thought he was a little weak the start before. He did get that cheaper quarter last start, but he held off Radius when Radius looked as if he was a good chance to run him down. So 3 on top, 3, 8, 2, 5 in the 8th event. The last of 9, the Neverlier Stud Trot. And, well, if you've got a case that you found something to beat her Phoenix, I want to know about it.
Yeah, no, I haven't got a case to get him beaten at all. I think he'll be winning again. Number 6, Hephaestus Phoenix, racing really well. Terrific win last start, just won with real authority. 7, Quebec, should be fitter, will keep improving. 4, Super Service first up, has got gate speed to race prominently. And number 8, Meadow Valley Stars, another one first up after a long break, might run well fresh. But really, clearly, 6 on top from 7, 4 and 8.
And I've got the 6 clearly on top of 7, 4, and 3. 6, 7, 4, 3. Robbie, what about your best bets for Melton? Melton meeting at Bendigo.
Look, I thought race 3, number 9, Nikki Nana. I think she gets a chance to win a Metro race. She deserves to win one. She's been going really well, and I think she'll be primed for this one. Race 3, number 9, Nikki Nana. Value runners, I thought race 1, number 4, Tiger Bandwagon, and race 2, number 4, Gwyneth P. I thought both horses can run well, especially if they're at the each way odds in the first and second race.
I like Revelstoke, Rob. I'm interested to see. I still think she's a bit of value, can lead. And anyway, race 4, number 4, Revelstoke is my best to cause a minor upset. And race 6, number 6, Rikiro Rebel. They should be easy to remember. 4, 4, 6, 6. Each way, race 1, number 10, which is Leyden. And I think Anywhere Hugo, again, at a bit of odds, he might be worth $1 a win, $4 a place ratio. Again, depends what price, as we're in the dark about that. So that's a 9-event card at Bendigo, the first events at 6:30. We mentioned plenty happening in Sydney this weekend, obviously, with the Miracle Mile. So we might have a look at that program, and a big weekend, of course, for Ben Studd, our sponsors, with the sales that are on. So, Rob, I might touch on the New South Wales Derby first, because you've got your horse in there, and congratulations. Just a big thrill it must be to be in there, but to be in there with a winning chance as well.
Yeah, thanks, Danny. Look, Paul travelled up with Sergeant Lou Wednesday night. He's travelled up really well. You know, it's Friday morning. He spent the first night in the retention barn, and he's handled that like a true professional. He's eaten up, he's drank. We couldn't have the horse any better. I know Kari and Paul have... You know, we've set this horse for this race for a while, and, you know, I think, you know, people wanting to have an investment on him, I can assure you that he will be going into this race 110% in order. We've drawn a bit wide, but we're very hopeful and we're very confident he's going to run a mighty race. So we'll keep our fingers crossed for him, but it's a great race with so many great three-year-olds in it. Freddie Tabor, I saw him last night, and he's pretty upbeat about Nathan Street. Why wouldn't he be? And, of course, Mark Purden's got We Walk By Faith and Emma Stewart with Bay of Biscay. So it's going to be a great race, but we've got our fingers crossed and we're pretty confident we'll run a great race, Sergeant Lou, in the Derby. And the Miracle Mile field looks to be a ripper, doesn't it, Danny? You know, Leap to Fame, is this the race that if you felt that he might be a little bit suspect, not because of his ability, just, you know, my name is Jeff, such a fast beginner. You got Spirit of St. Louis, Speak the Truth, who was terrific last week. He's going to have to earn it, isn't he, Leap to Fame? And he's going to have to produce something really, really special. I hope he does, because we all love the horse, but I think My Name Is Jeff is certainly going to take some running down, no matter which way you look at it, Dan.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. He looks the leader. Leap to Fame, look, if there's one horse that could run some extraordinary time, it is him, but he's going to have to do it sitting parked. Might open up the race for Speak the Truth and a Don't Stop Dreaming, but that's race 7 at 9:45. Terrific Trotter's Mile. In fact, there's a few other races in the card are fantastic. You've got the Mare's Race, the Baby Bling, a decent two-year-old race, the Trotter's Mile and the other free-for-all as well. The Trotter's Mile with Call Me the Breeze, RC Phoenix, Kiang Chucky, Kiang Ignite, I'm Ready Jets in there as well. Would have been easier for everyone if they just ran it at, well, in this case, Bendigo.
Yeah, no, exactly, Danny. It's such a big race. The whole program's going to be terrific. And as you said, even with that Mare's Race with Jillaby Willow drawing where she has, and I know she's travelled up really well, and the Trotter's Race looks to be a terrific one. And RC Phoenix, again, from Chris Finozio's team, looks really hard to beat.
And we've got Country Cup action over the course of the weekend. It's really a big weekend. On Sunday, Birchip and Wangaratta. The Birchip meeting has been brought forward because of the hot conditions. The first race is at 10:49. Wangaratta, a night meeting, both with their cups. And Monday is the Horsham Cup program. Now, that meeting's been brought forward too because of hot weather conditions, and it's scheduled to start at 11:02. And, of course, the Saturday night program is now at Bendigo, transferred from Melton because of the extreme fire conditions policy there that exists now and has been utilised a few times lately, Rob. The meetings can either be transferred or sometimes they're cancelled if there's no other option. But the decision was made pretty early, so everyone can be well aware of it and adjust. But the Bendigo will be hosting that Metropolitan card tomorrow night.
Yeah, it'll be a terrific weekend of racing, Danny. So happy harnessing, everyone, and hopefully we can find a few winners. The Nutrien Equine Sale, again, Ben Studd, thank you for supporting us and sponsoring our program over the course of March and April, and hopefully everyone can join in with their catalogue of terrific colts and fillies over the weekend, and looking forward to a very special weekend, and we've got our fingers crossed for the Derby.
Yeah, well, good luck. Got the Derby there, perhaps. Nicky Nana at Melton. You could be owner of the year the way you're going at the moment, Rob. We wish you the very best with Sergeant Lou. Let's hope he can step up and he's the general on the night.
No, thanks, Danny. And as I said, wish everyone all the best. And, may the horses be with us. And hopefully we can get a double. That would be even better.
It so, would be. You, keep man. Dreaming. Keep dreaming. All right. Thanks, Rob. Happy harnessing, everyone. Have a wonderful weekend.